This call is being recorded.
As you're aware now of all of the chakra centers and the respective motion of those centers as they continue to spin both clockwise and counterclockwise, be aware of the energy that is within those centers. Not only the colors and the brilliance of the colors, but the energy itself that is encompassed within those centers, those energy wheels. And notice how the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, is a combination of all of the other chakra colors and energies and vibration, all into this one, the soul star chakra. Now that all of your chakras are active and in line or aligned, become aware now of your Merkaba or Merkaba, your light body. Up until now, mostly we have suggested that you move into that Merkaba. That you move into it as if you were stepping into a small ship. Now we want you to know that it is already there, all around you. It is you. It is not something separate from yourself. So now you are in your Merkaba, you are in your light body, you are in this light vehicle. And begin now to let yourself move up from your physical body, up in your Merkaba, higher and higher up into the sky. And as you're doing so, be aware of the vibration that is this light body. Some of you may see it in many different colors. You may feel the vibration. You may feel it spinning. However it is for you. For the James, he gets the picture of the movie, the Contact movie, and how she entered that Merkaba. You can see it as that if you like. Let yourself continue to move upward and notice as you do the earth ground falling below you, further and further below, as if you were up on a plane looking down through the clouds, continuing to rise up now, almost now as if you were in a rocket or a ship, moving up higher and higher until you're above the Earth's atmosphere. And you see the Earth down there in all its pristine beauty. Notice the energies that surround the Earth. The pristine, beautiful energies. Look at the sky from above. See how blue it is. If you need to, be back down there and look at the sky. You can be in both places at once. You can be in many different places at once. Now become aware of the solar system, all of the planets in the solar system, all of the ships that are out here in the solar system, many different sizes. Some small, some large, some huge, in terms of the huge motherships, the spheres, some as big as planets. And some of those ships are parked in front of planets, such as our New Jerusalem, parked in front of Venus. Others in front of Jupiter, Uranus. now be aware of the sun, solar sun of this solar system. Notice there is a gateway through it. You can follow through that gateway out into the galaxy, into the many solar systems within the galaxy. Finally, to the central sun of the galaxy, and through that sun as a gateway, a portal, out into the many galaxies and the many solar systems within all of those galaxies. You're looking at billions and billions of galaxies within the universe. All powered, if you will, by the central sun of the universe, the source of this universe, God's source, creator source. But as you are looking at this creator source in all of the galaxies, solar systems, the central suns within all of the solar systems and the galaxies, literally billions and billions. Be aware of the energy now from the central sun of the universe. Intense energy. If your physical body were to even come anywhere near this energy, it would disintegrate. Your astral, your etheric body can not only withstand this energy, but it can absorb this energy. To do that now, absorb the energy coming from the central sun of the universe. Then watch. The central sun sends down a pulse or a beam of energy. Call it a pulse. Call it the out-breath of the God source. The action after the rest. Resting is over. It is time now for action. The energy travels. Pulse of energy traveling through all of the galaxies and the central suns of all of the galaxies, and finally to the central sun of your galaxy. Through the central sun of the solar system, out all of the heavenly bodies and all of the ships, finally down to the earth. The energy, this pulse of energy, strike the earth and spread out as a wave going in all directions at once, all across, just enveloping the globe within minutes. See everything changing in the moment. Do not look at this as a future event. Look at this as a now moment, as if it is happening now, or it is happening now. Just as you are imagining, as if you are visualizing this, you are creating it. You're creating it to be in the higher vibration. As you are now higher vibrations. All of life here on the planet, the solar system, and in the galaxy, all changing, shifting, consciousness raising, love, light, oneness, spreading everywhere, developing the globe, solar system, the galaxy. Pure unconditional love. Take just a moment now to feel that energy, to feel that love, to feel that oneness. Not only to feel it, but to be it. You are it. You are that love consciousness. You are the creator source. We all are. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your Merkaba if you left it. It is now one with you again, one within your mind. Come back now, back towards your physical body. Merge back in with your physical body. Know that your Merkaba, your Merkaba light vehicle, light body, is all around you. It's a force field, a shield. It will shield out all negative vibrations. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, it is a pleasure to be with you, to be able to share in these ways. And I want you to think now. I want you to think in terms of, or you have a term in your understanding, a way of thinking. That is, you are coming to the home stretch. You are coming to that home stretch. Or as the James has given us as a possible analogy, using the idea of sports in a football game. You are in the fourth quarter of that game with only minutes to go. You have just scored the go-ahead touchdown. And the other side, that of course being the dark forces here, the cabal, the other side is mounting one last-ditch effort to be able to score, and if not tie, to go ahead. They have what's called a Hail Mary, where one last play, and they send the ball off, hoping to score that last touchdown to win the game. But as many of you know, Hail Marys in this sense are very seldom successful. This Hail Mary falls completely harmless because they cannot win the game. They have already lost the game. game as you know it is nearly over. Has been over for some time in the higher vibrations. The event has already occurred in the higher vibrations. It only needs to be recognized now, not in the third dimension, in the fourth dimension, as those who are awakening across the planet, and many, many more are doing so, many more even beyond the light community. But certainly those of the 144,000, the light workers, the warriors, are all awakening or have awakened. That is the key. The key to bring about this final change, or the change over. That is very close now. I have other sources that have given time frames for the solar flash, for the event. Although we tend to not want to give those time frames, one has come forward and spoken of this, one that is quite accurate in many respects. He has shared, he has channeled information that has spoken of the solar flash, the event happening in the spring of year 2020. And I, as Sananda, and all of those of the Company of Heaven, or what you call the Company of Heaven, are here to tell you now that that is a very strong possibility. A window of opportunity will open at that time. Certainly, as the vibrations continue to increase, that time can even be moved up, or it can be moved back. The spring of your next year could bring about a miraculous changeover into your lives. As you have heard many times, your lives will never be the same after. I do not like to speak in terms of future or past. We prefer always to be speaking in the now moment. In the now moment, all of you are in the higher fourth dimension and in the fifth dimension when you find yourselves in that now moment. You continue to be in the now, continue to focus on the now, and you will find yourselves more and more not only in the fifth dimension more often, but when the solar flash does happen, you will not only be ready for it, you will welcome it in a blissful state beyond anything that you have experienced before. A thousand times over, you will experience this. But it is all up to you, each and every one of you, to continue to find those moments, or rather find the joy in every moment, Because when you are finding the joy in that moment, you have arrived at your destination that you came and volunteered to be here for. It is true, there is never a final destination. The train always continues to move. You always continue to move on and on, continue to advance. That will never end. For you, it will never end. We spoke earlier in your discussion of age and the regression of age. Or the renewing of youth is a much better way of looking at it. Continuing youth. And all of you have that capability to do so. It is within your mind. It is within the programming that you came here with, not the programming that you have now. The programming that you all came here with is to continue on, to know that you are the source, the creator source within you. And as that creator source, there is no limit to what you can do, to who you are. When you come to realize that there are no limits to the being that you are, then truly anything is possible. Then the belief begins to come forward. And even more than the belief, the knowing that anything is possible. Including that of looking in the mirror each and every day. You rise in the morning. And as you look in the mirror, you see that reflection of yourself. You see the reflection of who you want to be. That is a difference maker for all of you. See the God source as you look in that mirror. See the light within you. See the love within your heart space. And the reflection that will come back to you now will be that God source within you, and will have the countenance of anything that you want it to be. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and harmony and oneness and joy. Do you continue to hold those qualities within yourself in every moment as you continue to move forward now in the reality of who you are. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with Shoshana standing by, or sitting by, as we may say here. And we are ready to answer your questions if you have some. And first you need to, what do you call, unmute your phones. And then we can move on here. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, yeah. This is Linda. I I was given a question by James, but I believe Sananda has already answered this for us. A gentleman or a lady had left a message about COBRA calling for the event and then the GCR to be released at the event or the solar flash, saying that it was already done on higher levels, but the person was asking what is the moment that we will know, that we will see it. But I believe Sananda has already answered that, saying the spring of next year. So if you would wish to add anything, please go ahead.
The global currency reset, as you are saying, and the revaluation and all of the many things that come in relation has yet already happened at the higher levels and is already in place, as we find it, to be brought out to the public when the time is right for the public and when the vibrations have increased enough to allow for this to come about. This is, of course, a part of what you are understanding, or more and more of you are understanding now, of what is called the quantum financial system. And this will replace the current fiat financial system of the cabal, of the dark forces, that they have continued to attempt to hold on to, because this is their life. This is all they know, is the pursuit of money and the pursuit of power. But it is not going to be this pursuit of power anymore. It is no longer going to be the love of power. It is going to be the power of love. And this is rapidly changing now, as Sananda has given. You're coming down the home stretch, or you are in the fourth quarter, in the final minutes, and all of those things that have been given here, not only through this source, James, but through many other sources, to understand not so much exactly the timing, but to know that it is in work, in the works now. It is in process now. And very shortly, you will begin to see the actual results of these endeavors that the light forces have been working on for some time now. Shoshana, anything you add here?
We have nothing to add here.
Very good. Are there other questions then? No further questions?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll jump in. I got a couple of questions, but I'll start with this one. And hello, by the way, to both of you, beloved brother and sister. Okay, what should I do? Okay, so I have been given recently in my work with the children, I think I've been given a curriculum to work with them from a perspective of, behavior modification, but from a perspective of personal growth, and really getting in there to shift some things that they may be carrying, the kids may be carrying around with them. And I've also been kind of led to a curriculum for the adults. But I'm wondering, so I'm going forward with this and just seeing where either one of them, may lead. But I'm wondering, once that event happens, will we need such things? I mean, should we keep in motion going forward and see where it goes? Or, will we need such things, or will it be such an instant shift that we might not even need that? Well,
can we share here?
Yes, please.
May we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Definitely, definitely.
We find that your heart is magnanimous, that you are a giver, that you wish for humanity to be uplifted in every moment, in every breath. This is what we find in your soul and in your heart. But what we must tell you is the things that you are formulating to uplift these children and these adults are the precursor to high vibrations. These are the things that bring the event about. These are the things that create higher consciousness in not only you, but in those that you wish to influence, and the confluence of events will culminate because of these things. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
We have nothing to add to that. You have another question here?
Yeah, so just to say, though, I'm guessing then that even if I only worked with a few, it would go into the collective consciousness, correct? That's what.
Yes, of course.
Okay, that, because that's where it's been a little confusing to me, because how could you work with very many in that time frame? But okay, so the other question I did have was, so I'm going to Mount Shasta next weekend, hallelujah, praise the Lord, on my pilgrimage, woo! So I'm wondering what words of wisdom you guys have for my journey there. I've got all my, you know, winter gear and whatnot. So do you have words of wisdom for me or anyone who goes to traverse the mountain or that kind of thing?
What we can tell you is to be yourself. Do not attempt to be anything but yourself. Be in the now moment whenever you can in this respect, in this situation that you will find yourself. And as you are in the moment and being yourself, then you will find that you are attracting certain types of energies that you would not attract if you were not yourself and in the moment. That is what we can tell you. We know it is somewhat ambiguous, but it is important that it be so at this time. Shoshana, anything
to
add here?
Yes, we can share. May we share?
Definitely, please.
We find that this trek, this journey that you will embark on is a culmination of many things, and it is your destiny to do this. What you must give up or not pay attention to is your expectations. You must go with no expectations. Expectations are somewhat a way for a human to predict the future that you cannot predict. So we must tell you, as one who serves has told you, that connect with this mountain, connect with all that is there for you in the moment. Be alert in the moment. Breathe in the moment. But do not, and we caution you, go with great expectations of something else. All that is revealed to you and will be revealed to you is there for you, and you must go with that idea. Namaste.
Thank you. Beautiful. I appreciate that.
Would there be any other questions now?
One who serves, this is Gina.
Yes.
Now, adding to what was just being spoken of, with all the children being rescued at this time that were being held against, you know, from the fallen ones in the down in the inner earth, not inner earth, but in the caverns, wherever they've been finding them and rescuing them just recently. Now, because there has been so much damage done to them and all beautiful children, benevolent, do they have a huge part in this? Are they taking the children during their sleep into the healing chambers because there's so much devastation that was done upon them? Or will they? That is my question. I'm sure benevolent has a big part in this. Thank you.
What we can tell you is you have no concern here or worry here, certainly, because all is being orchestrated. All is a part of the greater plan. And these innocent ones are well being taken care of here and will thrive as a result of being taken care of in this way. This is what we can tell you. They have been rescued, as you are saying, and many more so are yet to come here for this. But the these bases, these underground bases, are being cleared out one by one, one after another, and eventually they will all be so. And it is all a part of the raising of vibration, the raising of consciousness, and the movement and the continuing of these waves of energy that have been coming in, which indeed are continuing to raise the vibrations and the consciousness across the planet. It is all a part of the whole of the greater plan in place here. Okay? Shoshana?
We can share on this if you wish. May we share?
Yes, dear.
We would tell you that what we know of you is that your part to play here is to cast the light upon this, to raise the vibration in yourself and spread it to them. You are very good at this. You must, in your meditative state, cast upon the darkness the great light that you are, and know that your consciousness and your power to uplift all that is around you and beyond you is what you are here for. Namaste.
Very good. Are there Thank other you. Questions here?
I have a question. I hope it's not... Hello.
Yes.
Shoshana. I have a question. I hope it's not too personal. Maybe people can get something out of it. My right eye has been really bothering me. I feel like there's something in it. I went to the eye doctor a couple days ago, and she said it's just dry eye and to put drops in. I still feel like there's something in it. She couldn't find anything, and I want to know if maybe it's me not willing to look at something, or if there actually is a little piece of little teensy pebble or little sand in there, because it was windy and I was sanding things. Do I need to go to a different doctor or just let it work its way out?
We can share. We can share on this. May we share?
Yes, please.
We find that the consciousness of the human creates the external result. You see, what you find is true in both areas. You are, and you know, are hiding in some cases what you must see, and you are avoiding what you must see in some instances, as we all do. This is not just you. All humans are programmed in this way. So we will tell you that we find that there is a bit of sand in your eye. There is something there. And that if you continue bathing the eye, it will work itself out. And bigger than this, you must examine why you are affected in this way and begin to see what you need to see. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Very good. Are there any further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's Priscilla. Huh. I was wondering, there's so many different versions of the event. And the one I've been picturing is the benevolent wave of rainbow, I guess, fog or whatever. And then I hear, you know, people having these visions of people burning up and like hellish type of event. Can you help us with this at all? Help me with this.
What we can tell you about this is the event, the solar flash, will be experienced by everyone at the same time. And everyone will have varying experiences as a result of this. Those of you that we have been working with And that is beyond certainly this group only. It is the light forces, the light workers, warriors, the light community. Those of you are being prepared to be ready for this when it comes, so that you experience the intense bliss that comes with this. Whereas others who are not quite so prepared will experience not what you are speaking of, but they will experience some confusion, also some good feelings at times as well, and they will begin to wonder what is occurring here, what is happening, what is this? And that is when they will turn to you, those of you that are ready to be able to help them understand what is occurring. Now, there is another group that will experience this as somewhat, as you are saying, a hell of their own making here. And not that they will burn up, as you are saying, but they will experience the full ramifications of these higher energies that are coming in that are mingling with their low vibration within them, which they will not be able to withstand. They will not be able to handle these energies within their central nervous system. So in that respect, there may be some of what you are speaking of, but not as a great whole here as we find it. We cannot really say, though, exactly how it is going to be, because as we have said many times, we do not know how this is all going to transpire, because it has never happened in this respect before, in this way. So we are doing everything we can to help prepare you to be ready for this and to be able to assist those others who are not quite so ready for it as you will be. Okay, Shoshana?
Okay. Thank you.
May we share? Sister,
yes,
may
please.
We share?
Sure.
For others, is your compassionate heart at work? What we must tell you is that all have a path to follow, and all must follow the path to what their soul is required to do to raise in consciousness, you see. Sometimes these are difficult things. What we would tell you is your job, if you wish to carry this out, is to see everything as perfect, to see everything as appropriate, to see everything as the way in which each human being is finding higher consciousness. And it is not up to you. It is not up to me. It is not up to one who serves or anyone to judge that or to decide that is not appropriate for them. So you see, there may be things that you do not wish to experience, you do not wish to see, you do not wish that they would even happen, but we must understand that each soul is working out its path to higher consciousness. This is what we must tell you. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. Are there any further questions? We take one more and then we need to release channel if there is another question. Nothing further? Then, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to end with here?
We must say that it is important in this time, in this moment, to work completely on a state of neutrality. To not judge if something is good. Do not judge if something is bad. If something is not appropriate or appropriate or this and that and the other. But to remain neutral and understand that each person, each being that is incarnated on this planet and all other planets have done so to raise their consciousness, however small it may be or however large the leap may be, this is their goal, that all individuals individuals are working on their own path and their own consciousness, and we must work completely on not judging that, but remaining neutral. Namaste.
Very good. And we end here with, we encourage all of you to do as Sananda has suggested here, and that is each and every morning when you wake and you look in the mirror to see the reflection that is coming back to you as the God source within you. And see the reflection, see what you would want to look at here, what you would want your body to be. But not only your physical body, but your astral and your etheric body within. See those changes there as well. As you change your astral body and your etheric body to resemble that which you would like it to be, then your physical body will change as a result of that as well. That is what we would suggest to you, and that is in preparation for those of you that will be attending the next advance. That is all we can tell you on this at this point. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti.